for more than 30 days after he married her, called him Maima. So, and then they come to Bezdin, and she says, were you about it? And he says that she is lying. So, in four shots of that translation, yay, making me shabashi. Tvei way make. So, in other words, so, achashlashi yay, me vakshimina. So, in other words, Bezdin says to him, why do you care? So, give a chalitza. But kefir we cannot. Why can't we kefir? Kefir? Because there is a presumption that she is not telling the truth. Since he has been with her for 30 days after the Davida of the Maimer, so a person, there is a presumption that for more than 30 days a person does not abstain from having relations with a newly wed wife. So the way man, so she is not man. Avogad the Islam. So, but she has a nigga. What does she say? She says that he's able to help me, but he doesn't want to help me. But suppose she would say, that's a Mishnah Nidoi, if a woman comes to Bez and the woman says that the husband is incompetent, he cannot even be bailed, he has no kiyak avre, so then halacha is that Bez is kefir the husband to give her a get, even if he denies. So the melee, in this case, where she says that he is able to be miyama, but he just doesn't want to be miyama. And so she should be nemenes on her tiny, because she could have said that he is yochel over life, that he is incompetent, so that he has no kiyagam. But that should be told in the shaile, whether miga is effective in makom chazake, or miga is not effective in makom chazake. Or miki not like the chazake, because on one hand he has a miki, he has a miki. On the other hand, it's in conflict with the chazake. In other words, if we believe her on the basis of the miki that he wasn't born level, but a normal person, doesn't abstain from having relations with a newly wed wife for more than 30 days, so it's miki more chazake. Why doesn't the gemore equate child with the child? So Tesis doesn't give it that.
Shiur from Bava Basra, Hay Tovshin, November 25th, 1979, on Sunday.
So the basic halacha, not calling the basic in the Gemara, is the memory in Shuas. As far as here, the Gemara is applying the basic halacha for the second halacha, so that's called the Machlekes Tesis and Rash, according to Tesis. So here, the Gemara is applying the second halacha, that he cannot be mitaras the bullet. Basic halacha, but the Gemara, the memory in Shuas, is certainly expressive of the basic halacha of calling the basic in the Gemara. In the case, if Reuven says to Shimon, Mono libiot ho, so Reuven claims, let's say, $100 from Shimon, and Shimon says, Lohoyu dvori meilo, and then Aidin come and say that Shimon borrowed from Reuven $100, but he paid him back. So the halacha is, even though the Aidin are made that he paid him back, that Shimon doesn't owe Reuven anything, but since Shimon said Adam lo yitvor meilom lo yilobisi, so kol imal lobisi kimal praididon, if you don't borrow you can't pay. So there is an admission by Shimon that he didn't pay. So even though the Eidim testified that he did pay the debt, so but he was balinki meididon, even negative, so the mele he has to pay. That's the basic halacha of Kolim Lubiskim Praiton. Whether here the Gemara is applying the same basic aloche, or here the Gemara is just applying the second din of Loimitaris de Bule, is a machlekes Rashi and Tesis. So, there is a machlekes There is a machlekes, haposkim, as to whether hoidas baldin ki meidim domi is expressive of the haloche of nemones, or it's expressive of the haloche of ischayis. Now the marit, now most poskim say that the hoidas baldin ki meidim domi is expressive of the din of nemones. In other words, the gabi atzmei kineged himself. One has nemones, even negative. So we trust it. We trust the marichi is that it's not nemones. It's only his chayes. Now, as a matter of fact, the Ktzeis discusses it, the Mari discusses it, but it seems that there is a machlekes reshema. The Miri, first of all, there is a Gemore in Borobaska. Now, turn to the Gemara of Basra Daf Lamed Gimel. Amud Aleph, after the two dots. Kveved Ravide Barobi, Shochi. So, a relative of Ravide Barobi died. Vishobik Pikle. A palm plantation. So, Ravide Barobi Nomar Anokri Vetve. So, Ravide Barobi said, I'm the Eresh of that palm plantation, the Decker. The decade. Bahu Gabriel, there was another person, Omar, I'm not creating it. We say, Eidelaydi, you cover it. At the end, the other person who argued with Rabbi Barobin, so he admitted to Rabbi Barobin that Rabbi Barobin is cover it. Eikner Abchizde Biodik. So Abchizde passed that this palm plantation, this decade, so has to be given to Rabbi Barobin. It does not mean. So then Rabbi Barobin said to Rafiz the legally paid the Ocha Maye Madash. In other words, that discussion, that argument took place for a long time. Let's say in the course of every half a year, let's say, elapsed from the death of that deceased until the Hidoye by Daugav. So in the meantime, Daugav ate the peres of the Deker. So Rabbi de Barobin said to Rav Chizde, now that the other person, that my contestant, so is made it, that I am called today, so that means that all the peres that he ate really belong to me. So he took away my peres, let him pay. Let him pay for the parents. Let him pay for the ochel ma'uyim adashke. Oma, so Rav Chizde said, Zehu she'imrim olof odom kodlo. This is, I mean, Rav Chizde is an odom kodlo. Amam to som nechmar, ahai. What? And what do you base your claim? On the admission by the Hugabre. But, oh, koma, that no mikriv netveh. But this Augabre, until today, he has been saying that he's the Korah. So it is only now he admitted. So now the Sonny goes to you. The palm tree goes to you. But the papers that he ate before the admission, so why should you be entitled? Abaye Berobe Lisviro Lehod Rafiz. Abaye Berobe Achelika Rafiz. Kim Deidei. That's the Girsa of the Rashba. Now then, all right, there's the Girsa of the Rashba. Then, the Rashbam on the second Gomet, the second line, mentions another person. And the other girl says the girl said most ashamed. V'yesh morim shekosek behem aise rabbi de barabim sade de havikor. According to Rashbam's girl say, so no Eidus testified, no Eidim came. But Daugavre himself admitted that rabbi de barabim was the next of kin. Not he was a distant relative. But according to the other girl say, so Eidim came. Dahutah never made it an Edo. He never admitted that Rabbi Barabin was the next of kin. But we swore she was a man. I said Rabbi Barabin sadeh davikor. At first they were arguing. So Rabbi Barabin said, I am the next of kin. And Dahutah said, I am the next of kin. Then Edim came and testified that Rabbi Barabin is a close relative. But they didn't testify davikor. So they didn't testify that Dahu Gavre is not a close relative. But Dahu Gavre, they don't know anything. They just testified that the Rabbi Barabin is a close relative. He's a close relative. Let's say he's a first cousin. Or a brother, I mean. That is a very close relative. But there could be another first cousin. There could be another brother. They don't know anything about Dahu Gavre. So, but since he had it that he was a close relative, and Dahu Gavre didn't, so Yisof makes me the vada. So Rav Chisda passed that the Dekel has to go to Rabbi Barok. Then, Rav Chisda demanded that all the pears that Dahu Gavre ate, until the Edim testify that Rabbi Barabin was a close relative. So he says, Omar Rafid, the Michael Samches, that will the pair I do as be, and ask the toy and not in the way, Vahana Sada dices, Louis Misa the damned Korev, the Holy Yosho, when the Holy Yosho, El Asade, El Isa the damned Korev, Vahana Yadale, Umitech Yocholema, Loyachalti, Yocholema, Ain Ochli with the Dioch. Da no krim le tvei, she neidi makrish nisi dikach, hil kach lo lafkin amu. So Rav Chisda said, according to other girls, Rav Chisda said, no, you're not entitled to collect the pears that Dahu Gavre ate. Because, after all, you have no idea that he ate pears. How do you know that he ate pears? You have no idea. But Dahu Gavre himself admitted that until the Edim testified, he ate pears, let's say, worth of so much. Someone is using the pears. So mainly he should be never with me. He should be never with me because he could have said, as far as the chayv of the pears is concerned, he could have said, I didn't eat the pears. And he admitted he did eat the pears. But he said, he claims, I'm not in the tray. All right, he did testify that he is a close relative, that he is a first cousin. But he claims he is a brother, he is a close relative. So the melee, so in regard to the palm tree, so he's saying something makes me vada. But in regard to the payless, so he's never with me. This is the other girls. Now, Teisves also mentioned. Oh, Vigil Sasrach, the Teisves. The bottom Teisves, that's on the Gimel Dalet. Vigil Sasrach, Nira Levirika. Do we go with the same thing? And we go with the same thing? I said, Sadi, the Ukraine. We go as we call it three. Shall we made him shall be the Kray Behoyo? Three Maugabe. Alo, you made him shall be the Kray Behoyo. Vahu Gabe, Alo, you make him in your Kray Behoyo. Alo, you should make it cool. So he says, we can't wait for Rafi the other Rafi the Dabra Rafi the Vada, Vahu Gabe Sofi, where you have been at the Vaya Garapiris, Kim Shay the Shoch, Rafi the Potter will be Miki, the Boyoma Leacha, Komana Maacha, the Acha Memo, the Robe Babaye, so why was Robe Babaye, Hilay? Aber bei Sabre, Kiven, Schoch, Pere, Sveide, Israel, Mishal, wo im Himmel mit mir geht, wo im Bakarka, jetzt mit der Rasiode, mit der Dien, die Bikarka, like a Migi. So, in other words, so, since we got the Karka, there is no Migi, and the Karka is jetzt mit der Rasiode, die hat sich mit der Rasiode, so maybe we cannot believe him on the basis of Migi in regard to the Pere, because there is a stir and they obey. Malepsha, what do we believe in when we got the parents? That he is a closer, he is an next of kin. In spite of the fact that they didn't testify, let's say that he is a close relative. But we believe him and he's me in regard to the parents, that's what Rafi they said, that he is the next of kin. He is the closest relative. Malepsha, but in regard to the Karka, there is no me. So in regard to the Karka, so we have to give it to Rabbi de Barovi. So the mele, so then there will be spirit, monopshah. If, in regard to the karka, we say that Rav Chisdei is the next of kin, because it's only based in the Vadai, so how can we say in regard to the Peres, that Ahu Gabri is the next of kin? If he's the next of kin, so he's the next of kin. In regard to the karka too. So mele, there is no nemones of me. Alright, now. So according to the Rashbam's Gersi, so this is the Rashbam's Gersi, the Rashbam himself mentioned the Rashbam's Gersi, and the rejected Gersi. So, but according to the Rashbam's Gersi, we have to say that there is a machlekes on that child, the machlekes between the Marit and the Xeis. It's not a machlekes between the Marit and the Xeis. Marit and Xeis, it's a machlekes between Rav Chisdei and Abaye Barovi. And here we pass like a Bible Rabbi, not like Rav Chisdei. So in other words, what Rav Chisdei say? Zehu she'im l'malo v'adam godu, aman kosom loche korik to the Rashbam's pshat. Zehu she'im l'malo v'adam godu, aman kosom loche ma'ar ahay, hokom adam l'mikriv netve. So what's the logic of Rav Chisdei? The answer is, Rav Chisdei holds that Idlas Baldin is not Nemones, it's Ischaibes. So maybe if it's the money, so it has retroactive effect, if it's the money. So that means we believe in that Ravid Barobin is the next of kin. If he's the next of kin, so maybe the parents, that the Haudat Bahay, it was the Gezo. So he has to pay him for the parents that he ate up within the half year, before he made the admission. But if we say, so that's, but Rav Chisdei holds that it's only Ischaibes, not Nemones. So the mele, that means it's Ischaibes, so it cannot have retroactive effect. If it's Nemones, so it's Mivare, retroactively. But if it's Ischaibes, it's only become Mahave. So the mele, the payers that he ate already. So that he doesn't have to pay. And Abai Rove, they hold that it is Nemones. So maybe it has retroactive effect, and we pass like a Bible of it. We pass like a Bible of it. So, according to the Rashbam says, but according to the Rashbam says, so that this Gemara doesn't say anything on the question as to whether, on the contrary, it's not only doesn't say anything. According to the Rashbam says, so then it's Muchach. That according to everybody, so it was Baldin is Nemones. Because if it's only in Ischaibes, so then, why does he, if it's only in Ischaibes, so then, why did he say, Abaye v'Rove? So, why did Abaye v'Rove say that he has to pay him for the Peres he ate? Why should he pay him? It's only his highness. So it has no retroactive effect. So, I mean, according to the Rach, so then there is no Raya from this Gemara, because there was no Idoi, according to the Rach, yes. There was no Idoi, just 80. There was just 80. So, but according to the Rashbam's Gersay, so then, there is a machlokes between Rav Chisdei and Abaye v'Rove, and we pass like Abaye v'Rove. According to the Rav's Gersay, so there was no Idoi altogether here. But it's mashma from the Russian of Thesis. Because Thesis asks the Kashi against the Rashbam, how could Rav Chisdei even have such a self-writer? So too, from the Gemara itself, the Gemara doesn't discuss anything about the child. But from Teisves, Steiner against the Rashbam's Gersay, it's mashma, that Teisves considers it a double portion, that if there would be Idoi, so then everybody would agree that it has retroactive effect, even Rav Chisdei. So in other words, so according to Rashbam, it's a machlokes between Rav Chisdei and Abaye v'Rove, and we pass like Abaye v'Rove. According to Teisves, so Teisves implies that if there had been Idoi, so then there would be any shayla, even Rav Chisdei would be made it, that he has to pay for the payers he ate. are. But there is, it seems, so in other words, so from this Gemara it appears that according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, he does both in his demonis. According to Rashi, it's a machlokes Rashbam, not Rashi. According to Rashbam, it's a machlokes Rav Chisda and Abaye Rove, but we pass like Abaye Rove, and according to Tosfos, there is no machlokes. Everybody agrees that it's demonis. However, the Miri in Makis mentions a machlokes Rishon. Now, the Miri is on the Gemara in Makis. Dafei Yom Dalet. There the Gemara in Makis, Dafei Yom Dalet, discusses it in Zayin. So the Gemara mentions a nafkimine between the Foshes and the Knosses on one hand and the Limomenes on another hand. Because Malkis, the Foshes and Knosses, so until the Gmaldin there is no Chim. If a person, let's say, is Eved Abizor, Asoi, Kabolas Asoi, everything, and even if Eden came to Sanhedrin, and they testify, but until the Sanhedrin, his game of being is not even chayus. If somebody kills a person who was Eved Abizor, and we know he was Eved Abizor, but before Sanhedrin was game of Dine, so it's not only that we're not allowed to kill him because of the Yumas of Itzeach, Adom de Lifnereidol and Mishpot. So, he's not even considered Mechoyer Bisei. The Gmardin, by the Foshes, by Malkis, is Gema the Chiyomis. Until Bezli is Gema Din, so in other words, he's potentially Mechoyer Bisei. But he's not considered Mechoyer Bisei. And the same thing applies to Malkis, the same thing applies to Knosses also. By Knas, so the Alochi is, until Amore Medin, if somebody stole, and so he's Chayef Keiko, but until Bezdin is game here, Dine, he's not Chayef Keiko, he's not even Chayef Keiko. There is a Machlokes, Achreinim, as to whether there is a Chiyuv in Shamayim, by Knas, before Amore Medin. But with the Odom, certainly, without Mardin, there is no Chiyuv. Mashenki Baromei, if Ruben borrows $1,000 from Shimon. So, suppose Bezdin was not Gemadin, so he's not Chayev? Of course he's Chayev. And if he doesn't pay, he's a Gazlan. If he doesn't pay. So, the Gemara, because of that, so the Gemara in Makis Dafei says as follows. That suppose two Eidim came to Bezdin, and they testified that Ruben was Eved Abizor. That Ruben was Eved Abizor, let's say, on Rishchidesh Nisan. He was Eved Abizor. Then, two other Eidim came. And Mazim, the first cat Eidim. And they said, the second cat said, how can you say that you saw that Ruben was Eved Abizor, let's say, on Aleph Benisan? On Aleph Benisan Yoshalayim, on Aleph Benisan. So you were with us. In Mitzrayim. He couldn't have seen it. But the Mazinim said, but we saw that Ruben was Eved Abizor a week before. So the Alochi is the first Katevi in Mitzrayim. Even though it is true that he was Eved Abizor, but since they didn't see it, so in other words, they tried to be Mechayev a person, Mise, when he was not Chayev Mise. So in Mele, they are Chayev Mise, for Kashazom and Paslok. But suppose the second cat comes and says, how could you say that you saw on the first of Nisan that Ruben was Eved Abizor in Yerushalayim, when on the first of Nisan you ate in war with us in Mitzrayim? You couldn't have seen it. But we saw that Ruben was Eved Abizor on the first of Adar. And then, before you came to Bezdin to testify in this Sanhedrin, we already testified in another Sanhedrin. There were many Sanhedrins. And the other Sanhedrin already was Gemadin. Was Gemadin Ruben missing. And all that and the Gemadin took place before you Agor. So then, they're not Chayim missing. Why? Because when the first Katani testified against Ruben was already Nikmadine, so he's Chayim Misa. Ivrus. So in other words, of course they were Rive and Avere, Avere Sheker. But Kashazom Vasis Lochim, that means they tried to be Mechayev Mise, to meet out Mise against someone that was not Chayev Mise. But at the time of the Agoda, even though they didn't know, it was already Nigmar Dinei Mise. So they tried to meet out Mise against someone who was Chayev Mise. So it's not Kashazom Vasis, it's a Mise. And the same thing is true of Malkus. And the same thing is true of Knas. So if the second Katedim, the first Katedim said that Reuven stole and his Chayev careful, and then on this and this day, and then the other Kat says, how can you say on this and this day you saw how Reuven stole, on this and this day you were with us in Mitzrayim, but we saw that he stole a week before. So then he's still Chayev. That's the first Katedim are still Chayev to pay. The careful that they tried to be Mechayev. But if the second cat will say, but we saw a week before that he stole, and we testified the Bezin, and another Bezin, Shalgimu, was Mechayev him, and by the time when you testified against Reuven, even though you testified falsely, so at that time he already was Mechayev because of the Gmardin, so then the upper, Mashenkin Balvoye. So if Reuven, if two Eidim, the first cat says that Reuven borrowed from Shimon, and let's say on Sunday $1,000, then two other Eidim come and say, how can you say, and you saw that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000 on Sunday in Yerushalayim, when you were with us in Mitzrayim on Sunday, but we saw that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000 on Friday before, so they're not mechuyev to pay, because by moment there is a chiyuv even without Mardi. That's the Gemara Dafe. So the Miri in Makkos mentions the Machlokes Rishayim. Suppose the two Eidim come and they testify that they saw that on the last Sunday, so Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000. $1,000. And then so two other Eidim come and say, how can you say that last Sunday he borrowed, Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000 in Yerushalayim, when last Sunday you were with us? You are with us in Mitzrayim. You couldn't have seen it. And Reuven stands there when the Mazinim testify and they say, but it just happens that I borrowed $1,000 the Friday before. Is the Katedim mechuyev to pay the $1,000 to Reuven? So the Miri mentions two days. One day, yes. One day, no. Because what difference does it make? Whether the Eidim testify that he borrowed $1,000 the Friday before. So then they don't have to pay Azom. Because they tried to be mechuyev $1,000 to Reuven, $1,000 that he owed the Shimon. He owed the Shimon. Or he's made it. Reuven himself is made. So it does what the claim done. So it is just as if they even testify. And then another sikh, the Miri says, other Rishayim say no. Ba'edim, so it's the Barei Mafreya. So it's this Barei that at the time when the first cat testified, in other words, they testified, let's say, at the time they testified, so that he bowed on Sunday, so Reuven had already been mechuyev as of before, as of Friday. So at the time of the testimony, they tried to be mechayev. Someone was mechuyev, so what kind of a chkazolam is it? But when he's made it, so at the time of the testimony, he was still not mechuyev. Now he's mechuyev. So at the time of the testimony, there was a zon. That's the machlokes between the Rishayim. In other words, the first day that the Miri mentions agrees with the Kseis, and the second day agrees with the Marit. Now, but then there is a Gemara in Bava Basra. I mentioned it. I don't know whether I mentioned it this year. I don't remember. But the Gemara of Issa Giyure, the Gemara of Issa Giyure, Daf Kuflem Tes, on the Dalekim Bo Vasre. So in other words, Isa Giyure, he was a ger. And then, and he was born on the Bas Yisrael, while he was a goy. And she conceived of him while he was a goy. But then, by the time he was born, the Rav Mori Barocho, so he already was Mizgaya. So it was a Rosh Shalom Bikdushe, and it was a Bikdushe. So Al-Pidin, Rav Mori was a Talmud Chacham. So Al-Pidin, Rav Mori, was the son of Roche, his mother, but he was not the son of Isaac Yure. Isaac Yure was a stranger to him. But he still was devoted to him. So Isaac Yure deposited Tracer Al-Fezuzah with Rob. And then, as he was sick, so he told Rob that upon his death, so he should give the Tracer Al-Fezuzah to his biological son, Rav Mor. So Rob said, there is no way how he can force me to give the Tracer Al-Fezuzah. Because he says, "Heichen ikhinu Rav Mor al Hanizus, Iberushe laVayirushe." He's not his son. Rav Mor was not his son. Ibe matone, but there is a loch of different shchivra kichsun chesuron damye. So, and he's told him the answer is that the kone of different shchivra kichsun damye is a din of Yerushe. So one who is capable of getting it through Yerushe, so memele, so he can get it through matone shchivra. But Rav Mori was a ger, so he cannot get it through. I mean, Yisrael Yure was a ger, and he has no Yoshin, so Mele, he cannot give it to Rav Mori through Matone. Ki Yerusha Shavamor. Kol Eichad Yisrael Yerusha Yisrael Matone. Kol Eichad Yisrael Yerusha Yisrael Matone. I B'mshich Ha Vesnoy Gabe, I B'chlifim Ha B'nik B'chlifim, I Arkal Kales Nare, I Man Shloshte, I Sholach Lo Yeloy Azer. Lo Yazer. In other words, the Mirim Gdush explains it. I mean, how is a child? I mean, the Rebbe tried to grab away. I mean, the Tracer Al-Fezuzah that belonged to Isaac Yure, and Isaac Yure wanted that it should be given to Rav Moris. How is it possible? I mean, that Rebbe should try to take it away for himself. So the Mirim Gdush explains it. Because the Mishnah in Shvi says that if somebody borrows money from a ger, and then the ger died, but he has his son that is a Rosh Shaloi Bikdushe or Dosi Bikdushe, so Memele, that son cannot be made from him, because he can be Zeichel Nahevkia, Ger Shemesvin Leyosh. But if somebody keeps it for himself, Ein Ruach HaChom Nechomen. And the contrary, if he returns it to the biological soul, that is the Rosh Shalom Bibushe, Rosh Bibushe, so then he has a mitzvah, is Ruach HaChom Nechemen. So Rabbi wanted to be Mikhail the mitzvah of Ruach HaChom Nechemen. But if Rabbi would visit Isabi Yuhen, Isabi Yuhen, my Mishlosh to Mutalim, then Al-Pedin it would be Isaac Yures. So Rabbi wouldn't be able to climb the mitzvah. So that's why Rabbi refused to go to Sifai. That's another point. So the Gemara says, Maske for Ravike Brit Ravame, Amai Yurini Isa and Halu Suze, the Rav Morininu, Rilipinu Bidaisa. So Isaac Yures was advised. All he has to do is to be made with Neidi, that the Tracer Al-Fezuzah that Rabbi had in his possession that were deposited by Isaac Yure with Rabbi, that these Tracer Al-Fezuzah belonged to Rav Mori all the time. It was a lie. I mean, everybody knew. All the Chachomim knew that it wasn't so. But somebody advised Isaac Yure to make this idol. So from this Gemara we see that Odisei is a king. This is a king. Even if the whole world knows that it's a lie, it's a sheker. Here, everybody knew, I mean, there was no suffix. But he was advised to make this idol. Even though everybody knew that it wasn't true, so this itself is a king. So don't we see from this Gemara that this is a Kinyan? But we see that most Rishonim hold, except that Shita that the Miri Makis mentions. So they all hold, and even according to Rashbam, so it's a Machlekes Rambam and Abaye v'Rove, but we pass like Abaye v'Rove, that he does Godin is the Mones. The answer is there is no steering. There are two halachas he does Godin. He does Godin normally is the Mones. But even in a case where it cannot be effective in Tam Mones, let's say in the case of Isav Yuret, Nafkumantes, the whole world knew that it was a Shekel. But, so even when it cannot be effective in Tam Mones, let's say, suppose two Eidim testify, and the whole world knows that they testify falsely. Let's say, Bohom Ra. So, of what effect is that going to say Eidim if the whole world knows that they are really Shekel? That's Bohom Ra. So, we don't say, Eidim say so, we have to close our eyes. We don't say that. So, but by Boz Baldin is more effective than Haggadah Seydis. Haggadah Seydis is only effective because it's considered normally, it's considered as the best people in the world. But if we know it is Shekel, so then Haggadah Seydis is nothing. Mashenkin Boz Baldin, so normally it is Mivareya Piteras Demonis. But even in a case where we know it's a sheker, like in the case of Isav de Jure, it is still effective with Raskin. But normally, where it's not known whether it's MS or sheker, so we presume that it's a biro, that it does Baldin, has the monies. Now, but it appears from this Gemara that even when it cannot be effective, Bitiras Nemones, it is still effective Bitiras Kiyan. So vis-a-vis Eben, so it's a Kiyan. Vis-a-vis Shibudim, it is Chayas. I mean, it's the same thing. What does Chayas mean also? The Rosh in Shittim Kibetz is, he says, he has the Tkashi. How could Rav Mori became a Fritzah of the Zuse just because Isav Yure was made it, but all the Chachomim knew that it was not MS. So the Rosh says that this is only effective by Ger. Because just as the Chachomim were Misaki, Divrei Shechivim Rak Yechsuvim Chimsurim Damye, but this Takona of Divrei Shechivim Rak is not effective by Ger, because Divrei Shechivim Rak Yerush Yishavi Rabbanon. So in order to enable a Ger, someone whose father was a Ger, so he's not really a father, also to acquire something. So there was a takone that by Ger, so Divrei Shechivra is a king. Oidise is a king. Oidise of a Shechivra by Ger is a king. Because by Ger, he couldn't have the king yet of Divrei Shechivra, so the Chachomim in Lu, that the Ger is at a disadvantage, like Avmor. The one who is Yerosi Shalomius, who was Mush, is at a disadvantage relative to any other Jew. Any other Jew, so a Shchimra can give him away, can give him title in something, just by verbal fiat, but by Ger not. So because of that, the Chachotim or Misaki, that the Idoye, that the Idoye of Ishchimra is a Kinyan by Ger. So it's a special takone only by Idoye by Ger, but not by anyone else. Not by anyone else. Now, so that means that according to the Rosh, so the whole Aloha Pidua's Balinki Meili Dome is only with Amunas. According to all the other Shemi, who are Chelik and the Rosh, so it does Baldik Meir Dome can be effective on two scores. First, Biteras Mones, in a normal situation, and even if it's a special situation, where we know it's a Sheker, so it's effective Bitam Bidise as a Kinyan, as Ischaimes, as a Kinyan. But the Roshik is no, it's only effective Biteras Mones, not Biteras Kinyan. Only by Shchivra by Ger. So there is a special one. Now let's consider the deen of Koloimelu Lovisi, Keimelu Paraitelo. Koloimelu Lovisi, Keimelu Paraitelo. So, What's the basic Indian? Mokir, for calling on the Miskam Brahma. Gemara in Shmuel. Now, the group says to Shimon, one of the Yotra. Shimon says, well, you're a male. Look at this, I never bow to him. Then, immediately, two of them come and say that Shimon didn't bow anything. So the Gemara says, he can collect. Reuben can collect from Shimon. Even though Shimon says, I don't owe you, and the Edom also say, he doesn't owe. Why? Because we combine the kfirah of Loi Lo Bisi with the Hagodah Seidim of Lobo Poras, and mainly what do we get? What do we get? A Doye of Loi Parayti. Because he said Loi Lo Bisi. So without the Hagodah Seidim of Lobo Pora, Loi Lo Bisi would be a kfirah of Loi Lo Bisi. Now, since there is, it's coupled with the Hagodah of Lobo Pora, so then the original kfirah of Loi Lo Bisi becomes converted into an admission of Loi Parayti. Because he said he didn't bow. If he didn't bow, so it means he also said he didn't pay. Now, so if we say, if we say, like the Marit, or not necessarily like the Marit, like most Hashemim, who say that in the normal situation, he does Baldinis Nemones. But even where it cannot be effective Biteras Nemones, it can still be effective Biteras Ischaimes. So then we understand the halacha of calling on the busy kamal peraydim. Because if it's effective Biteras Ischaimes, it doesn't mean that he wants to be Mischai. Al Pitin it's Ischaimes, it constitutes Ischaimes. If, in other words, if a person he says a loshne doye, if he says, I owe you money, so mainly it becomes his highest. It is a king. So if we say that it's effective, that it can be effective because it's highest, whether it is only effective because it's highest, or it can be effective because it's highest in any case where it's not effective because the money is, then we understand. Because when he said, Lulavis, so originally it was a kfirah. I don't tell you, I didn't bow. But then, if an hour later two Indians came and said, Lobo Pora, so the male, it becomes converted. So he in effect said, not only Lobo Bisi, Lobo Pora, but according to him, Lobo Pora, because I didn't have to pay, but Lobo Pora. The moment the two Indians come and say, Lobo Pora, so we cannot accept, we cannot say, Lobo, we paid him out with our head at Lobo. And he also said, Lobo Pora. So the male becomes his highest. But if we say, like the Rosh, that it's only a Kinyan in a special situation by Shchimra and by Ger, but in any, so it's a special takone, but in any other case, if it cannot be effective with Teras Nemones, so it's ineffective. If a boy will say, I borrowed from this person $8,000, and we'll know, best will know that it's not true. That's in the case. So then, it will not be effective. So it can only be effective with the monies. How can we apply the concept of the monies? Does it make sense to say he's demon? If Reuben said to Shimon, I want to leave your $100 I lent you. And Shimon said, Lord, you want to I never borrowed from you a penny. And then, an hour later, they can come and say, Lobo Pah. So, Biteras Nemones. Because he said, if it is his highness, so as long as logically, in the expression of Loi Lo Bisi is implicit, is an allegation of variety, I mean, that you cannot argue with that. When a person says, I didn't borrow from you $100, so he also says, I didn't pay you $100. Because if you don't bow, you don't pay. You can't pay. See, it's logical, it's a logical impossibility. So if it is highness, you understand that, whether he meant it or not. But if it cannot be effective, it is highness. It can only be effective, it is mnemonis. So what does it mean, mnemonis? Mnemonis means whatever he says, and whatever we believe everything he says, and he means to say. Shayach mnemonis. Now let's say, suppose a person doesn't know English. And he comes to Bezin, and he said, Ruvain borrowed from Shimon $1,000, but he thinks that the word borrows means he wanted to borrow, but he wasn't given. Let's say he doesn't know English. So Ishayach to say, he's Nemon. I mean, say this. Nemon is Ishayach. In other words, that if he says something and he means what his statement on its face purports, then Ishayach to say Nemon is. Here, calling a musical bride on it. Logically, when a person says, I didn't borrow. And something he didn't mean to say. It's not shy, it doesn't make sense. So if we say that even in a case where it's not effective with Teras Nemones, it still can be effective with Teras Yischaimis, then we understand very well. Because whether he means to be Yischaim himself or not, it constitutes Yischaimis, that's the halachic. As long as he verbalized it, he formulated it in terms that he owes something, even though he didn't mean it. So it can count to his highest. But if we say it cannot be affected as his highest, only because the monist is only shy if a person says something and he means what he says. But if a person says something and he means something else, so that's why I have to say we trust him. He means something else. So it's a high proof from this Gemara. That he does well being can be effective with his highest. But that does not mean that from this Gemara there is a raya to the Shita of the Marit. The Marit Shita is very difficult. The Marit Shita is that it's exclusively his highest. It cannot be effective with the Marit. Alright, so there is one Shita here, like the Marit. But most Hashem hold that normally, so it is effective with the Marit. But where it cannot be effective with Teras Nemones, it still can be effective with Teras Yischaimis. So now we can extend the halacha according to Bishop Brayden on it. But according to the Rosh in Shiv Metzes Babasre, Rav Kufna Tes, how can we understand the Gemara of Kolim al Lovisik and Lovrayden on it? So we must say that even the Rosh will be made, even the Rosh in Shiv Metzes will be made that Idras Baldini can be effective with Teras Yischaimis. Even where it's not effective, b'teiras nemones. But only if, let's say, a person says that he owes the other person, let's say, $1,000. So even if Rabbi Shmaya is gaya, that he doesn't owe. So normally we believe, we assume, best assumes, he tells the truth. He doesn't. But if Rabbi Shmaya is gaya, that he is lying, it is still effective. B'teiras Yischaimis, but only if it's possible, if it's conceivable that what he says is so. But if it is goldly colorio, as in the case of Isa Yure, that he is lying, so then it's not even considered a goyim. Let's say if a person, let's say jokingly, will say to another one, well, I obligate myself to give you $1,000, would we say that it's Yischaimis? That's the Gemara of Mishadamu, I was just fooling you, I was teasing you. But the question is, so what if he was teasing you? But he still said. So why does the Gemara say, if he once says, I owe you $100, but he doesn't say, at the Nadai, so then he can say to the Gemara that Kupale in Ksuris, he can say Mishadamu. I didn't mean it. So what do we mean? Bishleim, if it has to be effective only with Teras Nemones. So then we understand. Mishata Rebuch. I didn't mean it, I was joking with you. But if it is effective with Teras Yischaimis, and it can be effective with Teras Yischaimis, even though he doesn't mean it. Because our opinion, it counts in Yischaimis. So even if Mishata Rebuch, the answer is, if it is apparent that he's just fooling, he's just joking, he's Mishata Boy, So the main way it's not considered Ilui Idoye. What does it mean Idoye? Idoye, when is it considered Idoye? If it appears that he means it. So then it's considered Idoye. But if it's Kol L'Chol Eilo, if it's Kol L'Chol Eilo, that it's Shekia. So it's not considered Idoye. That's why the Rosh says that it's only a special takone. It's only a special takone by Geah, by Shchimra and by Geah, in order that a Shchimra and Geah should not be at a disadvantage. He wouldn't be able. After all, the Chachamim found it necessary to be misakin dil Shchimra kesur misurin dami, in order to enable a Shchimra, one who is at the verge of death, to give way his nechosim. So they had to elect the king and we got the Ishchimra idea too. So they were misakin. But not by Geah, not by Ishchimra, so it wouldn't be effective. Not that the Rosh holds that Idoras Baldin cannot be effective with Idoras Ischaides. The Rosh is also made that even if Klaf Ishmael is gone, that he certainly Idoi is not true. But since it's not going to us, that it's not true. So the male, as long as we can abstract it, maybe it is true, maybe it is not true. So even if Klaf Ishmael is gone, it's not true, it is effective with Idoras Ischaides. But in the case of Yehuda, when it was gone, that it's alive. I mean, so it just so it's not different than Mishaita Nibor. So now the Rishayim distinguish Mishaita Nibor. Mishaita Nibor, because Mishaita Nibor means that it's Golu because of the way he said it. You see, Mashiachin here it was Golu because all the Chachamim knew all the information. So they knew the whole background, but from the way he said it, it wasn't gold. So the melee, that's why the other Rishonim hold that this is considered Idoye. And the Rosh holds, it doesn't make any difference whether it is gold, that it's not true because of the way he said it, or because they knew the whole background, and they knew the whole argument that was going on between Robin and Isaac Yuren, that Isaac Yuren called him to come to visit him, and Robin refused, and so on. As long as it is go to everybody, that it's not true, so it's not in Idoye. But where it is in Idoye, where it's not apparent to everybody, that it's not true. When it's possibly true, so then we say that even if Rabbi Shmaya is Galia, that it's not true. So it's effective with the rest of the body. Some may even according to the Rosh, we can extend our way of calling a little busy. Game a little on the basis of his highest, but on the basis of the monist is not Chaya. How is the Chaya to say he is Nemon? When we know that he didn't mean to say, I didn't pay. He meant to say, I didn't buy. Alright. So much like his lachel. Midal doing all of this akel. Omar Abune Somach the Paul is on the Kule. We have Nachman Omar Lema Yusomach Somach, Lema Yusomach, Lema Yusomach. So what did he mention in Mishnah? That if, let's say, Ruben and Shimon, they are adjoining Shechemim, and Ruben built a castle by himself. So after the Adames, so Shimon is Bechuyev to reimburse. But if he built a castle higher than the Adames, so Shimon is not Bechuyev to reimburse. Shimon is not Bechuyev to reimburse. But suppose, Shimon built a castle by himself. He made it into 8 times. And then, so Reuven is not Mechuyev to reimburse Shimon. Reuven is not Mechuyev to reimburse Shimon. But then, Reuven set up another castle, just opposite, parallel to the castle, set up to Shimon. Why did he set up that castle? Because that indicates his intention. So Reuven, Shimon built this castle, and then Reuven built another castle. So the intention of Reuven is to put a ceiling, to put keres and put a ceiling, and then he'll form a little booth for himself between the days. So in other words, so he indicated his approval of the Kaiser. He took advantage of that. So then he's mechuyev to reimburse. That's all of his life. So the question is this. Suppose Ruvei made the Kaiser, built the Kaiser that long. And then Shimon built the Kaiser that long. And then Ruvei built the Kaiser up to here, not, it wasn't coextensive. The Kaiser that Ruvei was sending opposite the Kaiser that Shimon built. So, was not coextensive with the whole length of the Kaiser. So, is he mechuyev to reimburse for the whole Kaiser or only up to this point? And the same thing in regard to height. Let's say, this was the Kaiser, the height of that Kaiser. And then, Ruvein was sitting on a Kaiser Acher that was not that high. Is he mechuyev to reimburse him for the whole height? Or only, let's say, Shimon's Kaiser was 8 times high. And then the Kaiser that Ruvein was saying was only 6 amos. Maybe he's only clear to reimburse up to 6 amos, not up to 8 amos. So on these 2 points, in regard to the length and in regard to the height, there is a machleik between Rav Hunen and Rav Nach. Om Rav Hunen somach utalke somach kule. Rav Nach noma, lemayi somach somach. We might loy somach, loy somach. We made Ravuna the Kane Lufte. Kane means a corner, Lufte means an attachment. A corner attachment. There are all kinds of shotting, but no, not really, didn't it? The main point is that the Kane Lufte, so there is an indication that the one who is Seimech, let's say Ruben, who is Seimech, his Kaiser, to the Kaiser which the Chimen built, so he indicated by the way he was saying he indicated that he doesn't intend to extend it and to make it coextensive with the Kaiser of Shimon. So according to Rashi, it means Kalevelufte, a corner attachment. Let's say, suppose, let's say this was the Kaiser that Shimon built, the Kaiser that Shimon built, and then Ruben had a house here, a house, and that was one of the walls of the house. And then Shimon decided to make an extension of the house. To make an extension of the house. In other words, to build, let's say, a certain vestibule near the house. So he built, let's say, he made an extension of that house up to here. So what was Seimech, he was Seimech here. So, but since he built it as an extension of the wall of his house, so it's a raya, he didn't intend it to be mamshechet, so that it would be coextensive with this wall. Because he only did it as an extension to the house. So then, Rabbeinu b'meide, we might be so much so. There are other pshatim, but it's not. As long, now let's see what Tesis, who made Ravuna, became a Ufte, before Shabbatam, came a Heker, Shoyar Hachemo Yeser, Shemisei Pisei, Kaiser, She Somach, Kaifa Rikar. Let's say, in other words, Shimon built this Kaiser, and then, Ruvein was saying this Kaiser, and then he made a certain corner. So that means that's the end. If he made this corner, so that means that's the end. Because if the intention had been to extend it, he wouldn't make a certain shelf here. The fact that he set up his Z's here, that's an indication that that's the end of the Kaiser. He doesn't intend to extend it further. That's karma. So Yagrachim Yeshua said, Soma, Kaiwi Karmic, like Kish Kavir, we move to have a Heker, she lo yagbi a kinsel geiser, ki she itse heker lo vish achemo, lefish, dilo lasis achemo, tzol na mailoch, she yip lak shom in mechutz lechemo, ve lo yishu shom. In other words, so, in other words, there is an indication. So again, Rashi says, Afriz de Rav Nachman says that normally in the usual situation, in the usual case, we might be somach. However, if there is an indication that he intends to extend it further in the height of the length, so then he is made it, that is somach mikud. So what does it mean? Afrize means that if he put, let's say, the kesel of the chinin build was up to here, 8 amos, and then the kesel that Reuven was saying was only 6 amos, but then on top of that kesel he put a log of wood. And what's the purpose of that log of wood? In order to make it higher. Otherwise, that log of wood that is placed here has no purpose. So in other words, there is an indication. Or Upati Shura means he made holes in the walls. He made holes in the wall. So in this wall he made certain holes. So what's the purpose of the holes? In order to extend it. So to make it higher. So that's a Upati Shura. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi. Somach lepalge shelohina kislo chodoshav kislo rishon mechetsi begei veleiki alegei shel rishon somach lekule chayimik mechalti kislo rishon kli somach kislo shelik ne kol rishon tichik nischol tzeifim nigma vikin tikho ta rupshos o tikho nes miya tesis nes tesis rash viyasa al yeis al gabi tikho viyitztorach le kislo shelik mechaber ומיד רבו נקרא לרופת בחיבו שבקרם זוויץ רופת חיבו הרי של סיפי שוקום דום לכיסל זה שבין שני חצירי זו הזמן נמלחו בין זה בחיבו בימוי בקרם זוויץ של סיפי זה ובלי זה בי ימישו חוקי נגד מקצז ערך הקיס אמר ובן החצירי מיד רבו נדל מיד ולסומח ולסומח שני וזה עושה למושי אנחנו מפריש דבר כמו יקשורי נגיד ולקום הרב מהחמאי ולסומח ולסומח ואין לו שיבוס בקייס ושומר בגימא נוחס חשקירס על יל פליקו לו סייף להגביו את כישי יוגב על יל וניח לו בגימא בקייס ולישי ונסלחה לו בכל גבי אף כי זה יצור רוב שיש לו פליקו יראה הקייס מניח לו או שגיר ואיס ומגנה לו יש ניח ומח וזלו לך הקייס ולא שמיש לקורו מלטיסי ומי שאין לו יצור איזה חובים בקייס ונסלסון קטנים למיילו ולמטו ולזדודים ומניח בסיכר או שגיר ואיס so that's also an indication that he intends to make it higher. והי נאכבר נקשור Now, how the state says, Umeid Rav Nachman, Be'afrize, Yeka, Shiyar Chanaim Kesel, Shibisipel Rachimo, Ein Nishove, Elev Benachas, Duatas, Vachas Shikas. Like, in other words, if, let's say, in the meantime, he didn't extend the whole length of the Kesel of Chimendil, but he put here one brick like this and one brick like this. So that means that that's not them. Otherwise, it would be even. So, that's right. דבר עדיין אחר, נפל ביקשו להם שעושו מכיוון לא חצרו שקירס ומוכר שסיפי להגביע עד שיהיו גבר ליר. Alright. So there is no different shot in the migash. It's another shot. It doesn't make any difference. It's the same thing. There is no מחלות. אומר אבו, בקבי לא היה לחזור כ... What it mean בקבי? If he makes windows, holes, בקבי לא היה לחזור כשיבי שהגביע קייס לאחר בחוצר למיילון דלד אמס, ויוסו בחלאים לסליצת חוב מולם לחס חושי קרס, כמו שברשתי, להב לחזוק לגב רוב מולים על הנסיעתיכו להגביע, שיהיו לשסיעתיכו, לא יאיס, לא יאיס, לא יאיס, לא יאיס, לא יאיס, לא יאיס, שירו במסמך לקייס לאחר, לחס מן, שאתם לא תקרו, ואבו גב למסנבים ליטים, מסור מובים של יסים של האחרים, לא גב ראש הקרס, ובמוצו הם אימא, רובי אילאו, decided by Doch, Loiterach Dokol Haitirche. Suppose Reuven built a kesel, let's say, 8 amos. 8 amos. And then in that kesel, he made holes in order that Reuven, his other shochen, should be able to build another wall and to push in here in the holes. So then, and then Reuven, then Shimon calls Reuven to the Torah, he tells him, you have to reimburse me, and, so the Mishnah says, Bechazka Shalinosa. But suppose Reuven says, I already reimbursed you, V'horayeh, you see that you yourself built windows in the kitchen. Why did you build windows? In order to accommodate me. Do you think that you would do that in order to accommodate me if I hadn't reimbursed you before you build the windows in your kitchen? So his time is no time. Because we still say Bechas HaShoyinosa. On account of the fact that here, we still say Bechas HaShoyinosa, and we say he still did not pay him. But so why did Shimon make the holes, the windows in the Keisel? Because he anticipated that sometimes later, when he will agree, so it will be easy for him. So Mimele, it will be easier to collect the money. But until he's called Ledin, Ruben is not going to pay. So Dom Alishina in the Chilifai system, with his Rashi Soya, Martin Levy, Shemotim Rachmis from the case Lahe, who was his Tikho, with my Savior the Momim, a Meshek Baiti, let's not recount the case, Kaisley, Lim came behind the Manu Hasra Shikra, Tesis. All right. Omar Amnach, Alzik Lehude, Loi Alzik Lekshure, Lekshure Alzik Lehude, Rabbi Yisif Omar Alzik Lehude, Alzik Lekshure, Ikidam Omar Amnach, Alzik Lehude, Alzik Lekshure, the Kshur Alzik Lehud. Let's see the Rashi. Alzik Lehud. Kol chazokes alo bishmaiti. Ein chazoki sholishon. Lishayach sholishonim. Elu ka becheskes kalke shem alzik bishod hamir. Veim elu ka kticho mucho. Avo hoche becheskes tashmishim baal vimaya. Shem ishtami bishod hamir. U bisho achas ishtami bipono bishisi. Have chazoki. Ki dimuchach likamo. דאם לי ויחבר ביתי דבר אחד חזק ביתי מישדם בינו מישור ביתי נש נשתמו שבסך שוי תש מישור פני זבוי משוסה וכי משתם זו לפעמים משה יציקי שלא נתו משוס ממנו או נסון מומן הוא מוכר מתש מזה ואני מיל דאב חזק כשתינו כשתיל הוא מוכר מנסון מהתונת אבל אותו אני שתמשתי לפעמים משור סכי לחזק כתנאו לכם חסק סבתי כל חזק שביתי מן חזק כי זה פעם רימה אתם יסים שיח שוי מבוי מבוי שלא מבוי אותו ואילום, אין חזוקי, ובכל חזוקי סמייל, לא משנה חזקי סולשונים, לא ישנה חזקס ימי אחות כהנה. So here the Gemara is discussing חזקס השלישי. Now there are four שיטס הקשיים, in regard to חזקס השלישי. חזקס ככוי, so we know, so it requires 3 years. In other words, if Ruben was the Morekame, of a certain sort, and then Shimon had adverse possession for 3 years, and then after Shimon had adverse possession, in Ruben's Sode, in Ruben's Sode, for 3 years. So then Ruben calls him to the Torah and he says to Shimon, I'm the owner. Everybody knows that I was the owner for many years. So Shimon said, true, you are originally the owner. But for 3 years, but you sold it to me. I don't have the shtar. I lost the shtar. You can't expect me to keep the shtar all the time. So I lost it already. But for 3 years, you sold it to me, and for 3 years I had adverse possession, and then Aidim testified that there was, and there are no Aidim who testify that there was any, that within the 3 years that Shimon had adverse possession in Ruben's Sode, that he at any time protested, that Ruben at any time made a protest to Shimon. So then we say it's a riot that the time of Shimon, of Nosatoli, of Mochartoli is true. Because if it hadn't been true, what does Ruben say? Ruben say, no, you had adverse possession in the Gazmones. I never sold it to you. You just occupied. Illegally you occupied without my permission. So you occupied my Sode. So, and Shimon says, no, you sold it to me. So, even though Shimon has no shtar to produce to prove his point, so he's never. Why? Because of the riot. The fact that Ruben tolerated such a situation, he allowed Shimon to occupy his Sode for 3 years without making a single protest, indicates that the time of Shimon is a true time. So there is aloche only if Shimon's adverse possession is coupled with the time. But suppose he's not even telling you sold it to me. But he says, I went on your field and you never told me a word. So then Ruben can be made. Only Kol Chazok Eshenim Etayim in Chazok. That's in regard to Chazok Eskakoyes. So you have to have 3 Shonim Chazok. How about Mitaltonim? If Rubin was the original owner, if they didn't know that he was the original owner of this table, and then Shimon has it in his house, so then Rubin calls Shimon to the door, and the producer says to him, who know that he had possession of this table in his apartment for a long time, what Shimon says, of what yesterday I bought it from, and now Shimon has it in his house, so Shimon prevails. So by Mitaltonim, so even Cheskas Yemechot is enough, even Choshoachas is enough. Why? Because by Mitaltonim there is Tvise, but by Kakois there is no Tvise. So in order to prevail against the Morikame, he must show adverse possession for 3 years. But by Mitaltonim, where there is Mitzias of Tvise, so even Choshoachas possession, so Mele, so he prevails. Now the question is, how about now, by Mitaltalim, so by Cheskes Hakoyis without timing, it's no Chazoka. How about Mitaltalim without timing, is the Chazoka not? Oh, you mentioned it at the beginning, in Bolubasa, in Machlekes Hashem. Some Hashem say that by Mitaltalim too, even though he has Tvise, but without timing, it's nothing, it's no Chazoka. So it goes back to the Marakame, in spite of the Tvise. And Rabbi Yehuda says that by Mitaltalim, if he has Tvise, so even without timing, so he can keep it, and he doesn't go back to the Morika. Alright. That's about Cheskes Kakoyis, Cheskes Mitaltonim. How about Cheskes Tashlishi? So there are four shittas. The shita of Rashi is that Cheskes Tashlishi in Kakoyis does not require doing Shoyim. But Yimechot is not. Shoachas is not. But it requires time. That's the shita of Rashi. The shita Tetzvei is that Chav Gimel in Rav Asre. Varzikel, Chav Gimel Medal, the second Tetzvei. Varzikel, Pirish Riba Remot Chai, Kim Shal Yibo Laharzik Bikarka Shal Chavere, Gileim Ashaloyu, El Yitash Yibao Meshirenu Memeno, Mui Eles Chazok Ashaloy Bitan, Did Mistom Elo Yoyim Yim Shemoch Alem Rav Yisitash Mezeh, Vahavik Han Galil, Di Harzik Lehude, Di Mechalat Mui Eles Chazok Ashaloy Bitan, Midlemi Chav Gimel Shonim Moch Alem. Now Rashi Shite by Cheskes Tashmishi is that Gimel Shonim doesn't require, but Taine it requires. The Shite of the Rivom, the Riba Rivom Tchai is just the reverse. That Midoy Micho Gimel Shonim, so Gimel Shonim it requires, but Taine doesn't require. Just the reverse of Rashi. According to Rashi, Taine is required by Cheskes Tashmishi, but Gimel Shonim not. According to Rivom, so Gimel Shonim is required, time is not required. What does Tetzvei say? Ve'inire, dimo hiknole ki herzik lehurde, amai herzik lekshure, el al kocho, hosom shetein shi hiknole, uloch herzik lekshure, vinodom zikino nechto. So Tetzvei is not chelik on the Rivom's point that Gimel Shonim is required, but it's chelik on the Rivom's point that time is not required. So Tetzvei shite is that time is also required. So in other words, so Rashi shite is that Cheskes Tashmishim in Karke requires Taine, but doesn't require Gimel Shonim. The Rivom Shite is, it requires Gimel Shonim, it doesn't require Karke. Tetzvei Shite for Gimel is, that it requires Taine and Gimel Shonim. And then the Shitas again, the Shitas Rambam is, that it doesn't require Gimel Shonim, it doesn't require Taine. We stick it down. It's called Cheska Sablonis, tolerance. The fact that it tolerates, in other words, so it doesn't even have to be taken. I bought it from you. According to the game in the Rambam, so as it were, in other words, they are two shchem. And Rubin has a kesel. Not the kesel that was built because of a shchem. Not the kesel that it certainly rooms. It certainly rooms. Rubin has a kesel. And then Shimon. So Shimon, for a short time, accustomed himself to put beams on Rubin's case. And Shimon is not even telling that Rubin sold him, made a transfer of invested right in the case to support beams on it. He says, we never discussed it, but I kept on doing it, and Rubin never told me anything. Women never told anything. And they didn't testify. And they saw how Shimon supported his beams And Rubin says, and Rubin never made any protest, never expressed any objection. So that's called Cheskas Avonis. So it doesn't require Gimul Shonim, nor does it require time. So there are four shittes. The shitte of Teisves in Rashi here, the shitte of Teisves in Rashi here, that it requires time, does it require Gimul Shonim? The shitte of the Ribbon is that it requires Gimul Shonim, it doesn't require time. The shitte of Teisves after Gimul is it requires both. And the shitte of the Gimul Rambam is it requires neither. Alright, we'll leave it here. But you should go over the whole Gemara with the Chiddush Rambam and the Balamoyer and the Melchameis and the Chiddush Rambam and the Chiddush Arash on our Gemara up to the Gemara of Omar Abayi Shmi Botim Shlesi Dresham, very little Gemara. But you should go over the Rishim and this thing. Alright.
Yes. According to the Rambam, can he claim that he didn't know what was going on his property?
What is that?
Can he claim that he didn't know what was going on his rishus and his chaser?
What do you mean?
That he was doing it without he didn't know about.
If it is true that he was overseas, I mean he was away from the city, and he didn't see that the shochan kept down, you know, supporting the beams on his chaser, so then he has no chaser. Okay.
So
but if the Haredim would testify that Rubin was all the time in the courtyard, and he saw how Shimon, just for one day, he saw how Shimon supported his beams on the woman's keser, and he didn't say anything, just one day. So that then he acquires Cheskas Avonis.
Resigned Kislev Hetov Shin Mem, November 27th, 1979, on Tuesday.
The Abishim, who applied it. Now, turn to the Nukiyazi. There are two Yosoyes. One Yosoy is the Yosoy we have, the Kvila HaChazoki. And another Yosoy is Bikure. It doesn't make any difference. It means the same thing. Bikure, the Mukiyachi Yosoy was Bikure LeHaChazoki. Bikure. Ibosa Rubin Ashutet, the case will say, Shehel. I mean, he explained it the same way as Rashi, except that in Rashi's example, in Rashi's Pshat, so Shimon is the one who built it, and Rubin is the one from whom Rubin demands reimbursement, and in the Mukiyeise, so Rubin is the one who built it, and Shimon is the one from whom Rubin demands reimbursement. Because in most of Rubin, I should be kisel zeshel l'mayim del dames, but in kiris it's a Shimon shutvei. Aber gab in niya bechurim him bete shiuchif ve'eitz. So it's nikya, it's apparent that he did it in order to accommodate Shimon. So here to go Rosh Kiris Ramor, aber b'chei we have a chazok on the Shimei, Sheyema, Kvor Paraiti Chelki, Bekeser, Shelur Ezeru Iskantoli, Mokim Shuru Chaloni Achshon, Keres, Mishimimotze Omer Leili Shutvei, Ani Choshavti, Shemahayim Umocho, Timlach Rismeich, Utfaiseini Bimomen, Uchidei Shelo Yetzdorich, Linkiv Keisli, Ulkalkalei, Kidamti Loni Achlomoki. So like Rashi, that this memory of Ravune, of Bekvi Bekure, Lo Yehame Chazoke, does not deal with the general question whether it's a Chazok or not, but it has reference to the specific situation of the Mishnah in regard to the question as whether if Shimon says, I already reimbursed it, and Horaye, to see that you yourself build the castle in such a way to accommodate me. Why did you do that? Because I reimbursed you before you made these accommodations for me. So the halacha is that his way al-Chazor came, Shimon is not Nimon, and Shimon is Becheska Shaloi Nosim. But how about a general situation? Not a Kesel. There is no Shaila of a Kesel that one demands reimbursement for the other Kesel, for the Kesel that one built. But there is no claim for reimbursement. It's admitted that the Kesel belongs to Reuven. It's Reuven's Kesel. They're not arguing as to whether Shimon should reimburse him or not. And Reuven doesn't even demand reimbursement from Shimon. It's admitted that the Kesel belongs exclusively to Reuven. Exclusively to Reuven. But Shimon will, when Reuven built the Kesel, which is admittedly his by both parties, so he made chalenis in the Kesel. In other words, he made it such a way so that it will be easy for Shimon to support on it, to build the tikkun and tuk selim together. And Reuven doesn't demand any reimbursement from Shimon, but Shimon comes to Beis Din, and Shimon claims that Reuven gave him the right to support on his case. And he mentions that as a right. So then, according to Rashi, then it goes without saying that this is no right effect, that Reuven built the castle in such a way to enable Shimon to be saved on it. He put in the whole framework to put a tikkun on it. So that's no, then it goes without saying that that does not establish a raya, that the time of Shimon is a good time. May I tell you say? Then the Gemara doesn't even have to mention the Arishim who explain this Gemara of Ravuni, that Bikvi have Chazoke also in regard to the general question of Cheskas Tashmishi. Of Cheskas Tashmishi. In other words, because Ravuni is telling us that if Reuven built the Kesel, and he built the Kesel in such a way as to accommodate Shimon, so that Shimon should be able to be saved, and then Shimon sometime later comes to Beis Din and he says that he already gave me a vested right, and he proves it by virtue of the fact that it was built in a way to enable Shimon to be saved on that Kesel. So Ravuni is telling us, no, it's no right. It's no right. Alright. So, but according to Rashi, so this deed does not even have to be mentioned. That goes without saying. Ravuni doesn't have to tell us that just because the Kesel the Kesel that was built by Reuven was built in such a way to enable Shimon to be saved, that does not constitute a raya that Reuven gave a vested right to Shimon to support. That doesn't even have to be mentioned. But the Mukhese explains the Gemara the same way as Rashi. What the Gemara is telling us, that in the case of the Mishnah, where Reuven is demanding reimbursement from Shimon, and Shimon, so the Mishnah says, Becheska Shalom Nosan. So the aloha of Becheska Shalom Nosan would apply even to a case where Reuven, who built the Kesel, built it in such a way as to accommodate Shimon, so that Shimon would be able to be saved. So even in that case, is Becheska Shalom Nosan. Alright, that's like Rashi. Then, the next case of Halzik Lehude. So Rashi interprets the next case of Halzik Lehude, whether it's Halzik Lekshure or not Halzik Lekshure, Machlekes or Nachum Rav Yosef, in regard to a general question. Not in, only the first member of Ravune So only the first member in the Gemara, the member of Ravune, applies to the Mishnah. But the second member in the Gemara, the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda, does not apply to the Mishnah, but it applies to it to the general question of Cheskas Tashmish. This is how Rashi says. The Mukiyese interprets the second case in Gemara in the same way as Rashi interprets the first case. Now let's see how the Mukiyese interprets. Omar Bach, Azik Mahudre, Pirish, the Chim, the Maestro, the Haolah, the Masnis, Mashma, the Hei Chazoki, Leima, Sheporo, Helke, Behai Keisel, Vile Amrinon, so Rav Nachman says, "Azik luhud, azik likshure." Le'amrinon daf ki b'lihud deshe kiris dakeis hu dipinse. El amrinon kim shemokim akeisel hu becheska shneyem kim shesom acholo harei hu becheska shenosam v'lo ishne hu de'lo ishne kshure sheikveres kleideis motzel imismach. Rashi applies, interprets the shayla of azik luhud, azik likshure, le azik likshure. Machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Yehuda in regard to the general question as to whether if, let's say, Reuben has a keisel and the keisel is admittedly Reuben's, no question about it, but Shimon accustomed himself for a certain time to be seimeich nisogim daki, light clogs of wood on Reuben's keisel. Shimon does not claim that the keisel belongs to him. It's not, there is no argument as to whether Shimon reimbursed Reuven. So the Mele, he is a shooter in the keisel. Well, it's the keisel, according to Rashi, the keisel is admittedly Reuven's. But Shimon, for a certain time, accustomed himself to support Reuven's keisel. And then Reuven protests to Shimon after allowing him for a certain time to support his keisel. He decided to stop Shimon. So, and Shimon is saying, well, you sold me a right. You sold me a right to support on your keisel. And Reuven says, I only gave you a right to support logs, light logs of wood on my keisel, but I didn't give you a right. I didn't sell you a right to support heavy beams on my keisel. So Ravune says that the fact that he has a chazoke, the Aredim will testify that for a certain time Shimon has been accustomed to support light logs of wood, does not give him a right to support heavy beams. And Rav Nachman says, no, this is how Rashi explains it. But according to Mukiyese, so if Rav Nachman will agree that if he just produces Eidim, if Shimon just produces Eidim, who testify that Shimon for a certain time was accustomed to support light logs of wood on Reuven's keisel, it doesn't give him a right to support heavy beams. Everybody agrees with that. Why? Because of the Gemara Nabayis Valio in Bom Mitzie, Dafkuf Yudzayim. So the Gemara says that if, let's say, Reuven and Shimon owned a house, a two-story building together, they are shooting, and Reuven was the owner of the lower-story apartment, and Shimon was the occupant of the upper story, of the upper story apartment, and then the whole house, the two-story building, collapsed, and they have to rebuild it. So if the original house was, let's say, was of Gobi, of Gozis, and now he wants to build it, the Balatachti, so the Balabais wants to build it with Gobil, which is heavier, so it can be Naki. So we see from that Gemara that if you die, that if both Shalits be Govil in Yochid, why? Because Govil, the Govil stone, is a heavier load, has a greater weight than the Gozi stone. So the fact that for many years The house was built with what kind of stones? So he cannot be mishalek. So we see, we don't say that since he had the chazoke to put as a ceiling, to use, let's say stones of a lesser weight, so that gives him a right to use stone of a heavier weight. No. So how is it that Rav Nachman here says that if he had chazoke to use, let's say, light logs of wood, so that gives him a chazoke right to use to support heavy beams. So because of that, Gemara in Abayis Valiyot Afkuf Yitzayim, so the Mukiyesef and other Rishenim, and the Rabban too. So they apply the Gemara of Hurde and Kshure to the Mishnah. Rashi don't apply the Gemara, the memory of Hurde and Kshure to the Mishnah. Only the memory of Bikvila Abachazoke to the Mishnah. But the memory of Hurde and Kshure, he doesn't apply to the Mishnah. But he applies this to the general question of Cheskasas Mishim. But there are some Mishim, like P.A. say, Ramban, they apply the memory of Hurde and Kshure also to the Mishnah. Not to the general question as to whether a Chazoke of Hurde gives one a Chazoke of Kshure. Because in regard to that question, so they say, that's the Gemara in Abayis Valiyo. That if the Bais Valiyo collapsed and we want to rebuild it, so in both Ishanis we go veil. So in Shenile, why? Because the Govil stone has more of a pressure, is weightier. So we see that if one had a chazoke to use a lightweight and somebody else's, a bayis or somebody else's kesel, he cannot start using a heavyweight